Well, good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Well, we've got some pretty wild weather potentially anyway happening in our area. I was just mentioning it a little while ago during the news, but let me tell you again, there's a special marine warning happening right now for right off the coast, in the ocean right off the coast. Not so much on land, although it could come on land. There's a line of thunderstorms out there that it looks like they were off of Tillamook. Now they are more to the north, maybe off the Long Beach Peninsula right now. But there's a special marine warning for potential hail, severe thunderstorms, relatively high winds, 50 knots. That's a lot, and potential waterspouts. So very unstable weather system happening right offshore. And so this is in effect until at least 9:15 this morning. It's part of the kind of just squirrely weather that's happening out there this morning. So if you are on the Long Beach Peninsula, I'm not quite sure whether this still is happening in southern parts of Clatsop County and down toward Tillamook, but just keep an eye out for difficult weather over the next hour or so until they get rid of that warning. So what's happening today? Well, I'm going to talk about weather anyway today on the Ship Report with you, because the weather is kind of the topic of the day. Columbia River Bar, even though, I mean, I'm here in Astoria, it's not even raining. It's a little bit, partly cloudy. It looks like kind of a relatively bland day weather-wise, but at the mouth of the river, the conditions are so difficult that the Columbia River Bar is on red status, as are other bars are these entrances to where waterways meet the ocean. They're shallow areas, and they can be really difficult in bad weather. And the Columbia River Bar is not the only one. There's a Tillamook Bay Bar, Grays Harbor Bar, Willapa Bay Bar, all these places where waterways along the Oregon coast enter the ocean. And let's see, Columbia River Bar is on, so ships are not coming in, but also the Coast Guard has restricted recreational vessels and uninspected commercial passenger vessels in just about all along the Oregon coast right now. Certainly the Columbia River Bar, the Tillamook Bay Bar, and the Grays Harbor Bar in Washington are all restricted to commercial, meaning that if you have a recreational boat or a uninspected commercial passenger vessel like a charter fishing boat, you're restricted from going across those areas because it is just so dangerous out there right now. So we have 16 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. I'm not sure when we're going to see the vessels that are entering the river and leaving the river to go out into the ocean. I'm not sure when we're going to see them, because until the bar is at the very entrance to where the Columbia River meets the ocean, until that gets off red status, probably nobody is coming and going today. And so complicating factors, in addition to this very difficult weather out in the ocean, the thunderstorm activity that could create hail and even water spouts out there and very high winds, we also have the ebb tide is happening this morning. That creates an outgoing ebb current in the river that you add that on top of the normal pretty significant current that is just heading downriver in the Columbia. It could make for some really overpowering conditions. And it just means that any ship that's coming in the river right now is bucking a pretty heavy current coming in. So more fuel, which is not, I mean, ships come in all the time on these difficult, ebb current conditions. But when you add in the weather that's happening right at the mouth of the river and out in the ocean, it could be really difficult for the ships. And if it's a matter of being able to control the movements of the vessel, then that's when you see those bans, those restricted things starting. Where ships are just asked to weigh down in the ocean. If you look at marinetraffic.com, it's a great app for seeing what ships are doing. And if you, it's a map of the world with little electronic icons representing where ships are in real time. And I was looking at it this morning as I was just pulling together this information. And you can see that there are some ships out there kind of waiting to come in the river. They're not allowed to come in. They generally slow down a bit and kind of circle around and just wait their turn. But they're probably getting hammered a bit out there if this thunderstorm activity is happening out there, according to these warnings that we're getting right now. Another thing that's happening, I was looking at a really interesting app I have called Windy that shows you the whatever winds are happening right now in our area. And there's a pretty strong south wind roaring up the coast right now, and that is sometimes referred to as a coastal jet. It's a phenomenon where weather system gets kind of squeezed up against the coast, and it has this Venturi effect where it sort of speeds up. And so vessels sometimes coming toward the coast will find that the conditions are worse right next to the coast than they were out in the open ocean, where you would expect things to be worse. Although things are pretty difficult out there. We have a gale warning going on for high winds, and seas offshore seas on the Columbia River Bar are about over 20 feet right now, 23 feet. Seas are about 26 feet offshore. Combined seas, 14 to 16 feet, about 10 seconds apart, and then building later on to about 20, 23, 24 feet at about 13 seconds apart. So if you're out there in a vessel, every 13 seconds, you're going to go down and up 23 feet. That's probably not what you're really going to want to do if you're at all prone to seasickness, which many of us are if we're not used to being out in that kind of weather. So we have this low-pressure system spinning offshore between here and Vancouver Island. And I was looking at that, too, on a weather map of the ocean this morning. And so it's just causing turbulence out there, and ships are out there dealing with it. High tide was at about 4:30 this morning. It's just going to be falling and falling until about 11:30 this morning. And so that is so combining those difficult weather conditions with an ebb current, it looks like it just is making things pretty difficult. So we do have two inbounders out there, the Delphinus and the BBC Arizona, that are going to be arriving later and wanting to come into the river. We've got six vessels in our anchorages here. They're all but one is awaiting orders. The ships that are in the river already can pretty much move from one anchorage to another or from anchorages to port. But the ones that are upriver, the eight ships that are upriver, are all on estimated departure time. And the ones that are out in the ocean are just flat out on weather permitting time. So you have to, when you're releasing ships, especially the upriver ones that are in port, you have to kind of look ahead about 8 hours and extrapolate as well as you can what is happening with the weather. Because when a loaded ship, and most of our ships that are leaving here to head downriver and out to sea are fully as loaded as much as they can be safely. And when you have a heavy loaded ship coming downriver on an ebb current with all that water pushing it toward the sea, it's pretty much impossible to stop it. So you're committed. Once you pull away from the dock and head downriver, you're not really going to be able to turn around in the channel. Most places, it's not wide enough. So a lot of planning goes into deciding whether a ship can be released to go downriver. And so the pilots, river and bar pilots, are all paying close attention to all of this weather offshore this morning, I am sure, because they are very concerned with safety for themselves and for the people on the ships and for any environmental issues that crop up. When you have a big ship full of fuel on the river, you want to make sure that you can keep it under control. And so a lot happening out there, even though I'm just amazed at how calm it is here in Astoria when we have all these warnings and things going on out there. So if you have any weather apps, I'm sure you can follow these marine warnings. On mine, you just click on the little lightning bolts and you will get the information about what's going on out there. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.